everybody, the Waterpalooza podcast, episode numero cuatro. Gotta give that little Spanish flair as we are down here in Miami, Florida, set to bring to you another episode of what has been come to be known as the Miami's greatest podcast. That's our own title for it. But I'm here today joined by Mr. Esteban Suarez. What's going on, Steve?
What's going on? Great to be here.
Yeah, Steve is actually one of the co-founders of Waterpalooza. Him and Guido Trinidad championed this fitness festival about 5 years ago, and I'm going to let him talk about that here momentarily. But he'll be with us throughout the episode, and we're going to get down to business. Business number one.
Straight to business.
Yes, sir. Right now we got the challenge in review. We're going to talk about that a little bit later today. The individual challenge has come and gone. Weeks 1 through 3, 6 workouts in the books, and right now we're in the video review phase, making sure that those who submitted their scores did so under the highest honor and that they did so correct, and we're just have our team reviewing those diligently. Next coming up, we've got the team challenge on the 29th of October. That's going to launch. That's teams of 3.
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir, and I'll let Steve talk about that as well, but we also right now concurrently have the volunteer registration live up and running on the waterpalooza.com. Steve, why don't you tell some of these people some things they can look forward to if they're volunteers this year?
Yeah, this guy knows everything. He's got the lowdown on everything that's going on. Volunteers, obviously, you know, we say it. We feel like our event is successful solely. And one of the main reasons, I'm not say solely, but one of the main reasons we're so successful is because of the volunteers. You know, we have to run the event with 500 volunteers. They're the lifeline, the blood, the energy of our event. And we love our volunteers. This year, we're going to have a really cool volunteer area. Every single volunteer is going to get a pair of custom Waterpalooza Nano 5.0s, courtesy of Reebok.
That's crazy.
Last year, I think only our elite athletes got custom Nanos and some of our staff. And when we were talking to Reebok this year, they were adamant, and as were we, that everybody, so every single volunteer, athlete, anybody that's involved with our event this year is going to get a custom Waterpalooza Nanos. They will also be for sale at the Reebok retail spot, which I got off a call with them yesterday, by the way, Dylan, and you guys are going to be blown away by the setup that they're going to have. We're pumped up about that as well. Among other things, they're going to get Mr. Panos. Good seeing you, buddy.
The number one finisher of the challenge.
Fittest master right now on the Waterpalooza online challenge has walked in.
This guy posted some crazy scores. What'd you get on the clean and jerk, Coach Panos?
1445.
I have no idea what that means, but that sounds like a shitload of weight.
273
across.
There you go.
That's a long story, actually.
But if you guys don't know,
that was the fourth time I started the clock for that one.
Coach Peter Kazanas, Coach Panos, better known as Coach Panos, is an animal. He's relatively new to Peak 360. He's number one on the leaderboard, and this guy is not only an incredible athlete, he's a great guy, an incredible coach.
Great coach.
Yeah, great coach.
Can't say that enough.
He helped me get my first muscle up after 7 years.
This guy yesterday helped me get my rope climbs down, but I think the muscle up's an even bigger accomplishment. If you know this guy, Steve, he's been doing CrossFit for some time. He'll talk about it. It's taken him years and years and years to finally master the freaking muscle up. And that's a story we can talk about here momentarily.
Enough about me. I'm not interesting, Coach Panos. Back to Coach Panos.
I bet you we're going to have an episode with Coach Panos here shortly. But yeah, this guy won the Masters 40 to 49 division, barring any video disqualification that is ongoing right now, as I mentioned earlier.
I did tell him this morning. I didn't tell him, but I think, you know, the Sean Ramirez's, which I love to death, he's a good friend. And the rest of the 40 to 49 field that's not only been invited but is qualified needs to watch out. Watch their back. Coach Panos is coming for you.
And if you look, we're going to go over the leaderboard here shortly, but if you look down that list, there are some, you know, games athletes from 2015 that were right there alongside, you know, Coach Panos, and he beat them handedly. So, well, like I said, guys, we'll talk about that here in a few moments. We're going to go over the leaderboard in detail with you all. But I want to just go on a little bit more and talk about what we have ongoing. We talked about the team challenge briefly. That registration is open, but time is running out, so you've got to log on to the Waterpalooza to do so. I know Steve was talking about those Nano 5.0s. Anything else you want to add about our volunteers?
Yes. They're going to get fed all weekend. They're going to have incredible memories, an incredible time. We're going to give them a lot of rest. They're going to get to have a lot of fun and experience Waterpalooza and watch it. On top of that, they're obviously going to get, you know, you're going to get your three shirts for every day you volunteer. You're going to get some really cool Reebok, Progenics stuff. Some of our other sponsors are putting some cool stuff in the bags. I don't want to let everything out of the bag, so to say, but we're really going to take care of you guys because you guys take care of us. And without the volunteers, our event is absolutely impossible. So we thank you from the bottom of our heart for even wanting to volunteer. And we are one of our main goals and objectives of the event is to make this a most memorable experience for you guys. So that's what we're doing.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you, I think I checked the other day. It might have been yesterday afternoon, actually. I think we're at like 380.
Jeez.
For three-day volunteers. What's the number that we're shooting for, Steve?
500. We need 120 more volunteers, which I don't foresee being a problem. But please sign up, thewaterpalooza.com. Go in and register. It's going to be the time of your life. You won't even realize you're volunteering because you're just going to have so much fun.
It's the next best thing beyond either competing.
Yeah.
Or, you know, if you want to spectate, that's also an option, which brings me to my next point here. We've got spectator tickets on sale here very shortly, about a week away. November 1st is the big day. So, yeah, guys, that'll be made available. We're not going to let you guys know what the prices are just yet. Make sure to log on November 1st to purchase your spectator tickets. But so now, Steve, there is one more important topic I'd like to talk about that is upcoming here, and that is the Rising Tides Challenge. I know that's something that you, Guido, and a few other prominent figures in the community have been working on, and I'd really like to know. I mean, I know a little bit about it. I'm not just asking this to let the viewers know, the listeners know. I want to know myself. What is this Rising Tides Challenge, and how is Wadapalooza getting involved?
Cool. So the Rising Tides Challenge just kind of came about. Can't really take credit for it. I got to give credit to Jason Kalipa, who needs no introduction, I'm sure.
Who's that guy?
Jason and JP from Brick CrossFit are obviously some incredible athletes. JP qualified for the games this year. I'm not sure exactly how he did, but I checked him out on the last WOD, and he was kicking
20.
Ass.
He was top 20.
Definitely top. I think he might be top 10. I don't know. He's somewhere up there. But JP's the man. He owns Brick CrossFit, probably one of the most successful boxes in the world. They have several locations, and obviously everybody kind of knows Jason's story and NorCal CrossFit and what he's doing with the corporate wellness. But these two monsters, beasts, behemoths, you know, these guys came together to create a seminar, which is a must-do if you're a box owner. You can't miss this. I mean, these guys have the recipe. These guys know what they're talking about. And they created a seminar called Box to Business. It's had huge success around the world. Wherever they've gone, they've sold out. And these guys are bringing Box to Business. And I'm proud to announce, I think this is the first time we're announcing it. Maybe nobody knows about this yet. But Box, I think we posted about it.
We did, yeah. And they posted a little bit about it, too.
Cool. Well, Box to Business is coming to Miami. And the cool thing is that they're doing it the Wednesday and Thursday before Wadapalooza. So Wadapalooza is on the 15th, 16th, 17th. So the 13th and 14th is Box to Business, location TBD. Right. But that seminar is if you're a box owner out there, you're listening, or you're a member at a box, tell your box owner to sign up as quickly as possible to get in on this, because these guys just are a wealth of knowledge, and they're obviously doing something right because they are they're at the pinnacle of their you know, I guess, professions.
It's funny you say that, because I was at an event this past weekend with a fellow box owner, Adrian Tapia. He's owner of CrossFit Siege down here in South Florida. And he mentioned that he went to the very first Box to Business seminar out in Vegas. I don't know if it was at CrossFit Max Effort. Either way, he said it was the very first one that Kalipa and JP put on. And he said it was tremendous and it helped him a ton. And I'll tell you what, CrossFit Siege is thriving. I'm sure that there's plenty of other success stories from attending that bad boy. So
yeah, I mean, it's definitely, I can't tell you enough. It's not a shameless plug. It's a call to action. Go out, sign up for this Box to Business in Miami. It's going to be incredible. These guys are amazing, and it's going to be in a great location. And then while you're here in Miami doing Box to Business, hop on over to Bayfront Park and check out Wadapalooza 2016. But, so we started ranting. I'm on this series.
Yeah, I think it's important to note that how this connection came to be. They reached out and they wanted to put on their seminar here, but yeah. I think the big not confusion, but what I want to clarify is this: the Rising Tides portion.
So Rising Tides. So as we're getting on calls, Jason, JP, myself, and Guido talking about,
you know, how we can help each other out, Box the Business and Wadapalooza, we came up with an idea which we're calling the Rising Tides Challenge, which we'll be launching here in the next couple of days, so stay tuned. And what the Rising Tides Challenge basically is that we're asking box owners, members of boxes, to do a 2 to 3 minute video on their iPhone of an inspirational story that comes out of their box. So why do we want to do this, right? Because we feel like what's important is the 99%, right? We want to show the value. Having this content out there shows the value community to go back to the 99%, to go back to what's important. We want the boxes to go back to what's important, right? Is this sport, this community is changing lives, right? Let's not lose our focus on why we do what we do. And it's because lives are being changed, people are being impacted, and at the end of the day, it's the 99%, right? Not the 1% that, I know Dylan hates when I say that, but the 99% is what's important here. And let's you know, we want to show people again and inspire people to join boxes, to jump on the bandwagon, start, you know, join your local affiliate, do CrossFit, your lives will be changed. And the community that's built around CrossFit, obviously the working out, what CrossFit actually does to you physically, mentally, and then the community aspect is so important. So we'll be having these videos, we'll have a competition, we'll vote on them, the public will vote on who wins. We have incredible prizes from Reebok, Progenics, we have free seminars at Box to Business, we have VIP treatment at Wadapalooza. More information coming up on that, but it's in the next couple of days.
So a ton of incentives. I think you touched on a few really great things. I think it's really easy as people that put on competitions. You know, we have a very elite level of competition when it comes to, you know, the best in the world coming out to Bayfront Park. But we also have, you know, a ton of other divisions, and that's really what Wadapalooza in essence is about. It's about the competition for everyone and anyone to experience what it is like to throw down on big stages, right? To give them that experience.
Right.
And I think that's what this Rising Tides Challenge also seems, just by your explanation, what it represents is, you know, this is for everybody. This is for maybe it is as well, but for the athlete that wants to be competitive at the CrossFit Games level or an elite level, but also for that 99% that can absolutely improve their lives physically and mentally via CrossFit. I think really important to highlight that. I don't think we do it enough specifically with some of these elite competitions. So,
yep.
But cool, man. So I'm excited for the Rising Tide stuff to come out. I know that you, Guido, Jason, and JP have some... you know, you guys are four very intelligent guys that have a lot of heart for this community. So we'll see how that shakes out, and I'm sure you guys will see it on our social media outlets here shortly.
I may not be as intelligent as those guys, but
Get out of here, man. Yeah, I don't know if you guys know the Steve Suarez. This man has quite a story, and I think that's a good segue, Steve. Why don't you talk about? You can talk a little bit about your beginnings in the world, your first days on the planet, and then leading up to your CrossFit life. I don't know if you want to go too far back, but. I'll leave it up to you. I know a little more, maybe a little bit more about you than some of our listeners do, but you're going to want to get to know this guy pretty quickly if you hear some of his story.
Yeah, my story is definitely not as interesting as Dylan's making it out to be, but we'll fast forward to when CrossFit comes.
Skipping birth,
skipping, you know, elementary and stuff. And about 6 years ago, I was doing spinning. I was working out at gyms.
Elite spinner.
I was doing yoga. And my wife is actually a high school friend of Guido's, and when Guido opened up his first box, she jumped over and she's like, "This stuff is amazing, come check it out." And I'm like, "That's so dumb." But I went anyways, and obviously, just like most people do, fell in love immediately and have been doing CrossFit for about 6-7 years now. So I'm an OG, I guess they want to call it.
The OG box.
And yeah, I'm a pretty horrible CrossFitter nonetheless after so many years of doing it, but I love it.
Steve's a part of that 99% we're talking about.
Yeah, I'm definitely part of the lower 99%. I love it, man. I love the community that's created in these affiliates, and I love CrossFit itself. And, you know, Guido and I won't bore you with the details. You know, over the last 7 years, we've became, you know, brothers for many reasons, and... you know, now we're business partners, and it works out great. Our relationship works out great, and it just works. So, I mean, that's kind of where we're at, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, I think I would personally like you to tell more about yourself, but you know, we can save it for another podcast when you feel a little more comfortable, that's my friend. but you know, you brought up a really good point, which is going to be an awesome segue. The surprise I was telling Steve about prior to the surprise. Podcast, he has no idea what is coming, but he mentioned that him and Guido are brothers, and so if you don't know, I think Guido's mentioned it on an earlier podcast, but these two men. We're the origins of this Wodapalooza Fitness Festival, and as you mentioned, very good friends over the years. So we are going to move into a new segment, which I'm going to like to introduce into every podcast, which is a little bit of trivia. So
nice.
You heard him, quote unquote. Steve says him and Guido are brothers. So brothers. We want to see just how well that these two know each other. Again,
oh, you put me on the spot.
50% partners in Wodapalooza, both co-founders. So they've spent a good amount of time together. Let's see how much Steve truly values this relationship. You think you're ready?
Jeez, thank God you're not doing this with my wife. I'd really be in trouble.
Oh, no. She definitely wanted... I heard she wanted a shout-out today, too. You gave her a little one, but...
Baby, this is your shout-out. She was supposed to be here, but she had to go do something.
Busy. Busy woman. Yeah,
busy
man.
Woman, but my wife is amazing. Carla Suarez. She's an unbelievable woman. My best friend. My partner. My wife. And she's an amazing mother to our three young boys. We have three boys. 5, 3, a newborn. And I wouldn't want to be sharing this journey, I guess we all call life, with anybody else.
Oh, that's so sweet. Carla's tearing up right now as she listens to this.
I don't want anything, baby. I mean that.
And I'll tell you what, we were supposed to do the podcast yesterday at Steve's house, and we would have had Andres Esteban and Marcos on the podcast, but unfortunately, we had to move locations to peak. But either way, man, hopefully...
Here we go. Hit me with the trivia.
This is it, man. Number one.
Oh, man.
Steve's got his computer open. There's no Googling of answers here, buddy.
Can I call a friend?
You know what? Hey, we may let you get for a couple of these. Let's see. So question number one.
Yes.
You know Guido as Guido Trinidad. What is Guido's middle name?
Oh, those are easy ones. Guido, not Guido, by the way. I love when they call him Guido because I think that's so funny. But anyways, Guido... His middle name is Godoy.
Godoy.
Guido Godoy. That's actually one of his last names. I'm sorry.
Yeah, about to say, I'm like, that's not what I have here on my list. Guido, I didn't want to blow your spot up.
Oh, you blew my spot up. Guido, what is his middle name? It's Godoy.
No.
Godoy is his other last name.
The fact that you know one of his other last names is pretty dang good.
Yeah, I don't even know why he has two last names. We got to call Guido in here. I still don't know the whole story of why. He's Guido Godoy Trinidad. Oh, I don't even know who he is. I'm not sure he knows who he is.
We only had him on once, and it was really for like 5 minutes. So
I'm done, man. You got me. Guido, question number one, I already failed.
Guido Gaston.
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 Shit. I should know that. Gaston. My wife wanted to name one of our kids Gaston.
Godoy Trinidad.
Trinidad. Guido. Guido, Gaston, Godoy, Trinidad. That's a lot of G's.
That is a lot of G's, man. Triple G. Triple G action.
Trinidad.
So you failed question one. That's okay.
I failed miserably. And I knew that, by the way, which is the worst part. Which part of the reason I forgot that goes into some of the stories I don't want to talk about my past. And my memory is shot. Let's just put it that way.
Well, hey, man. Good
I'm like an old man.
It's not the only question. We're not done yet, my friend. What about... When is Guido Trinidad's birthday?
His birthday. I have absolutely no clue, man. I don't even know.
Brothers.
We're brothers from another mother. I don't know. That's like when people say, he's my best friend, and you ask him, what's his name? And you don't even know his name.
I don't know
his name.
He's my boy. That's amazing.
Man, I barely know my own birthday, man. Birthday. Happy birthday, Guido. I hope it's not anytime soon.
It was about a month.
It might have just passed.
It was. Yeah, remember we saw it on the sign. They had like a little party for us.
That's right. We had a whole thing here at the gym.
So what month? At least 1 month.
Oh, so we're I don't
we're
even
in October
know
right
in
now.
October. It's got to be August.
September 9th. Yes. That's
so
okay.
Wrong. So wrong. Listen. All right, yeah, I'm wrong. There's no excuse. I was going to give you some lame excuse.
That's okay, man. Well, now it's only going
to... Look, just to give you a little bit of evidence of how I don't know anybody's birthday, my kids' birthdays are tattooed on my wrist.
They are? That's what that is? Oh, no way.
So I have my kids' birthdays tattooed on my wrist, and oftentimes, I'm sorry if you ever listen to this later, I go to the pharmacy to pick up medicine or something. They're like, what's their birthday? And I got to look at my wrist.
Dude, it's funny though, man. I had no idea what those tattoos were on your wrist. Now I know that. So you got the last one very recently with Marcos, right?
Recently, Marcos was born May 7th of 2015.
That's what they're saying.
Five months ago. So I got the tattoo probably a week after he was born or something.
Three
so boys. I'm gonna have to get Guido tattooed somewhere.
I think you got to, man. 9980.
He's younger than me. 9980.
You're born in what year, Steve?
79.
Oh, it's not too much younger.
Not too much. I'm not too much older than the young fella Guido. What? Gaston Godoy Trinidad.
So Guido, we haven't talked a lot about Guido's history with him. When he was on, we asked him like three questions. We kept it brief. It was the first episode. We'll have him on probably shortly. But, you know, Guido has quite the list of athletic accolades. He was a collegiate football player. He played professionally overseas. Right. But then, you know, his most recent accomplishment, I would say, athletically, is his trip to the CrossFit Games.
Yep.
And that was, do you know what year that was?
That was 3 years ago. That was 2012.
Yeah, 2012, I believe.
2012, I believe. Yeah. Yeah, that was 3 years ago.
So on that same note, my friend, would you happen to know, because you were out there, right? You went
what
and attended.
What place he finished?
He knows the question. He knows what's coming. Where did Guido finish
at the games? Oh, man. Well, it wasn't first, so he lost. If you're not first, you lose, right? I'm a big proponent of that. But I believe, and I'm probably wrong on this too. Damn it, Steve. I believe he was 28th.
Yeah, that was pretty good. He's one off. We'll give you. There's some moves.
Was he 29 at least? Yeah. Okay, I moved him up a spot. I didn't move him back a spot.
Oh, there you go. But hey, you know, that's pretty. I think Guido would be happy about that.
28. I gave you a spot there, brother.
So that we got three trivia questions down. His middle name, his birthday, where he finished at the CrossFit Games.
By the way, I swore he was going to win.
I told him, you know, he's
that's
got
how
it.
Much I love the dude is that I really believe it's like I'm a big Florida Gator football fan, and I believe they're always going to win even when they're bad.
You're Gators though, man.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. But anyways, I believed it the whole time, even through like day three, I still have faith that he was gonna pull it out.
Somehow.
I was like, well, if you get offers places and everybody else clean you can still win this thing.
I remember that back in the day.
But it was a lot of fun to see him out there, proud of him, and it's a huge accomplishment for anybody that makes it to that level. So kudos to him.
Yeah, man,
I've been there 4 times now as a spectator.
Yeah, so who did you see the second year? After when Guido didn't compete, there was a kind of a year lapse, right?
No, I think years. Noah made it the next year. No, actually, I've been there 3 years. Actually,
3 years, okay.
I've been there 3 years. I mean, it was Guido,
Noah,
and
it was 2013 that Guido competed then.
Guido wrong. Competed in 2013. Wrong about that, too. Damn it.
We forget everything. Guido, we got to get
to the one right.
Well, this is a good one. So this becomes now more like the dating game. Those are trivia, right?
Oh, this is
more what would your partner say in terms of the answer. So I you know, quizzed them beforehand.
Like this.
Question that came up. Whose ultimate idea was it for the Wodapalooza Fitness Festival? You or your partner?
Oh, that's not a fair question because it's actually none of us. But,
that's it. Hey, money. He said
money.
Neither.
Neither of us. It was neither of us. It was actually Jose Solano, which I actually just got off the phone with. He's the director, one of the directors of Bayfront Park. And you know, I'm sure you guys are bored of hearing the story, but Guido and I went to the park. I was approached by Solano, who I knew, about doing a CrossFit class at the park. And obviously I don't own a CrossFit box and I'm not an expert in it. So I was like, you know, but I know the guy that could make it happen, right? I was the guy that knew the guy. So we went out to the park and we're talking about a class, and we were even already talking about where we were gonna store the equipment. And towards the end of the conversation, Solano's like, you know, we do Ultra Music Fest here, the Red Bull Flu Tag, we do New Year's Eve, we do the Miami Marathon, we like big events.
Yeah.
And he's like, you guys want to do a big event here? And we kind of just looked at each other and we didn't have to say anything. We're like, done. And 3 months later, Wodapalooza 1 was born and it was a huge success. And now we're here. We're about less than 3 months away, man. It's nuts.
Oh, my Lord.
It might as well be tomorrow, but less than 3 months away for Wodapalooza 5.
Gives me a small heart attack, but at the same time, I couldn't be more excited for it, man.
Yeah, man. Pumped.
So that's cool, man. I think, yeah, you know, at least you both were honest. I figured one of you, I thought one of you would take credit. Either give the credit to the other person or, but so then we got this one. What about coming up with the name? Who was the brains behind coming up with the name of the Wodapalooza Fitness Festival?
That is 1,000,000% Guido. I can't even take a little bit of credit for that.
Could you give it to anyone else in addition to Guido?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe Virginia came up
with
something
like
that.
Yeah, he said Guido and Virginia. Yeah, Guido said him and his wife.
Gave his wife. He's always giving his wife credit. I got to give my wife more credit. I have no idea if Virginia had anything to do with it or not, but sure. Guido, and I'll be honest with you, I wasn't a huge fan of the name when we started, but he did a good job, as he usually does, of convincing me of
crazy stuff
of convincing me that it that it made sense, and I think it works, man. It works well.
Well, you mind me asking? This is not related to this. As a matter, we're pretty much out of questions here. We got a couple more if we want to ask them or not. But what were some of the alternatives? What were you thinking? Did you have any other ideas?
I don't remember. Yeah, no? We definitely bounced around a bunch of ideas, and I think Noah just recently was on the podcast, yeah. And he was alluding to. I mean, we went back and forth. Yeah, we thought about doing something on Thanksgiving. We thought about doing something on Halloween. We had a bunch of crazy names out there, man. But Wadapalooza, it was, and Wadapalooza, it is.
That's it. I think it's a fitting name for sure. Very encapsulating of the fitness festival component. Right. And that's really what it is. It's the Miami Fitness Festival / the Wadapalooza Fitness Festival. But, you know, yeah, we're going to stray away from the questions in regards to this little dating game. I would have to give you probably a 1 star out of 5, dude.
That was horrible.
Lackluster,
Failed miserably.
But it's okay. Well, you step up when it matters most, and that is in the planning of Wadapalooza, which is going to elude me now to our next set of questions here, which pertain more to your role with Wadapalooza.
Yep.
I was listening to some videos, some of our old school videos from the early days, and man, we can talk about the planning, but you and Guido used to get on the mic. I know that it's been my role not this past year, but in years past. But man, you guys were the MCs, and it was really funny to hear you guys. Who's ready to go? Steve, you were amazing.
Yeah,
man.
It really was. It's funny because I didn't realize how bad I was at MCing, believe it or not, until year three when we brought Dylan on. We were at my house working on it, and here I have to give her credit. It was actually Virginia's idea. We're talking about who are we going to MC, who can we bring out and MC, and I believe it. I mean, if my memory serves me right, I could be wrong. Like, I've been about 99% of the time on this podcast. But I believe it was Virginia. It was like Dylan, and we were like, dude, let's do it. Dylan's amazing.
How funny is that?
And I was actually MCing a heat with Dylan.
You had no voice, I remember.
And I had no voice or something, and Dylan's like, you're horrible, man.
Your voice was gone. He couldn't speak. It was like, there he goes.
He's like, can you get off of my stage? You're horrible.
Oh, dude, that's messed up.
And that's when I realized how bad I was as an MC. I actually thought I was good for some reason. Right? I was one of those kids that...
When he has a voice, he's good. I'll tell you, hey, I got to give you more credit than that. When you had a voice, you were good, man. And I'll tell you what, it's funny. If I was in that room with you guys, talking about myself in third person, like if I would have known Dylan as...
You would have been the last guy.
I'd have been like, dude, I don't think you should have Dylan do that stuff, man. The There's voice. No way. That guy's terrible.
Yeah.
But
for some reason, it obviously worked. You're at the pinnacle of the MC profession, I guess. The pinnacle.
What does that even mean? It's all good, man. I have fun with it, man. I'm definitely blessed to do that.
So yeah, we MC'd, we built the place. I mean, we did everything, man. We literally had no staff. It was literally Guido and myself, and we actually didn't really have much of a staff until last year, really.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. We have a huge staff and a lot of volunteers. I shouldn't discard the importance and the role that they play, but I'm talking about a full-time staff when I say staff. And now we have full-time staff, and we have a great team put together to put together a really awesome event. So, yeah, we emceed. We picked up the garbage. We built the stuff. It was nuts. It was crazy.
And now you and Guido kind of share the role, right, of kind of 50-50 as far as what the responsibilities are, you know, kind of being one of your staff members. I kind of see the divide.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell so now that we're in year 5, what is your role consist of now, 3 months out? What kind of things are you handling? What kind of things are you doing?
As little as possible. No, I'm joking. I think our roles haven't changed much, except we just have help. You know, I think for the most part, I'm a logistics guy. I'm operations guy. Like I have building that park, and when you walk into it and what it looks like, and the vendors that we have there, and dealing with the city and the park and the sponsors, that's probably one of the things that I enjoy the most, is dealing with all our partners. So I deal with all our partners and those agreements and contracts and negotiations, and I deal with all our vendors that we have out there. I mean, if you guys haven't been there before, or even if you have, you when you get there, that all that stuff doesn't happen by accident. I mean, we literally have a blank canvas. It's a park in the center of downtown Miami on the bay. We need to bring in internet, power, fence to park, bathrooms, plumbing. I mean, anything you can name of. This year we have our own gas station just for the amount of equipment that we use.
Wow.
We're bringing in a 1,000-gallon diesel tank, which literally is a gas station. You pull out the
So you're not gonna have cars pulling up and like trying to feed. You're not gonna have like Wadapalooza gas station where you can sell. No, it's not gonna happen.
No, we're not selling gas. No, it's just for our equipment. So you know those kind of things I deal with, and leading up to the event, obviously we both have our hands in everything. So, you know, him and I just, it's a beautiful partnership, and we, you know, we run things by each other, and a lot of the stuff that he does, you know, he'll ask me or run stuff by me, and vice versa. You know, he has a lot of say in what the park's gonna look at and the layout of it as well. So, you know, we share a lot of those responsibilities, and when I'm having issues with some sponsors and a lot of people. You know, the fact of the matter is, it's just the way I like it, right? Like, nobody knows who I am, so a lot of people go to Guido, and even a lot of potential partner sponsors, they contact Guido.
Guido.
Gaston, Godoy, Trinidad, I'll never forget that now. And you know, he deals with that oftentimes as well, you know, and that works well, so.
So, I think, you know, yeah, you guys have a nice little balance. But you're right. Guido has kind of been the face of Wadapalooza. Yeah, if you to call it, you know, call it that.
Yeah.
The face and the biceps of Wadapalooza, and then you.
Are his biceps bigger than mine?
Yeah.
Slightly. Oh, yeah. Have you ever seen Steve and Pert? Now you're gonna compare them side by side. But those two, yeah, man, those two are really the glue behind Wadapalooza. And I'll tell you what I think. You know, Steve doesn't have social media. Although
nothing.
I think at some point in time
I take Dylan's. It's funny because these guys make fun of me because I don't have Instagram, Facebook. None of that stuff. I don't know. Does MySpace exist?
I don't know anymore.
Twitter or any of that kind of stuff. I don't have any of that stuff. But I'm always on Dylan's Instagram. Yeah. So I know what's happening more than he does. I'm like, hey, did you see this post and posted this on Instagram? And he's like, no, how do you know it? I'm like, I took your phone.
How about that? You know, he talks about stealing my phone and looking at just at social media, but there's you know, this guy is very busy. He's not just involved with Wadapalooza. He's got his own business, he's got a big family, you know, he's got a lot of mouths to feed and a lot to do. But this guy, I'm going to let you reveal your number one, not vice, but what is probably one of your biggest distractions, and you're on it maybe once a day to stay, as you put it, stay cool.
You're
throwing
me
on the bus.
Calling me out on this.
this guy, you would never guess it if you knew him.
So one of my go-to sites, as silly as this sounds, and I always tell them, because Dylan laughs all the time, he's like, you're not really on that site again, are you? And Stacy and our staff. I go to TMZ.com. I just go there to be cool still, I guess, right? And to figure out what the hell's going on in the world of celebrity and shit. So I do that. I very sadly admit it, and I'm embarrassed to admit it, but I do it, and that's how I stay cool, I call it. That's how I stay cool.
He's once a day, but that doesn't take away from any of his other responsibilities, which... So yeah, man, that is Steve the Man Suarez. He's going to have to leave soon to go pick up his kids, which I wish he could stay because I want to go over the leaderboard. There's
a few
more things to do. So we'll breeze through the leaderboard. And then what we'll do, hopefully, if we've got some time, we can talk a little bit about a recent news article that we're not going to refer to specifically, but we'll talk about it here in a second. Anyway, let's get to it. The leaderboard. The challenge is in the books. If you go to the leaderboard, thewadapalooza.com/leaderboard, it is final and updated. However, we're going through the video review process. So if anyone did not submit their videos and they do not get them to us, they have not already gotten them to us, they will be removed from that leaderboard and they will not be eligible to qualify or lottery. For those that sent maybe invalid videos, like their head got cut off or you know, there's something that doesn't meet the standards, they're going to have a little bit of an extension. But if you did not even bother to submit your links, those athletes are not eligible to compete, unfortunately. But so let's go through real quick because there are some big names here. If you go through the elite males first, we've got a top of the leaderboard, a competitor from last year. He actually trained at Peak, Marcelo Bruno.
Yep, Marcelo, what a good guy.
Yeah, he's an awesome
dude. He crushed it, man.
He did, man. He 54
points.
40 points separating him in first. And another very well-known name on the elite CrossFit competition circuit, that's Jacob Anderson, who did at least the videos that I saw of 5 and 6. He did them in his backyard. He's got a nice rig with... The Z.A. Anderson, his brother Alex, three very fit bros.
Yeah, man. It's funny. I was actually running today and listening to a podcast with Matt Frazier that he did last year. He was saying it too, man. It's these guys, I don't know what they're feeding these kids, man. These guys are animals. The Anderson brothers.
Legit athletes, man.
Jesus. I want whatever the hell they're taking.
Yeah, man, you can feed it to your kids, man.
Feed it to my kids.
Future CrossFit Games champs. Jacob, on the one hand, is the only brother that has not been to the CrossFit Games.
That's right.
Actually, no, they've got an even younger brother that will probably get there as well. But Jacob, dude, just judging by his performance here, he will be there sooner rather than later.
Oh, yeah.
Then we've got Ryan. So Ryan's in third place from North Rim CrossFit. He was a qualifier last year, posting a a very impressive score of 65 reps on workout 6. That would be finishing up the round of 10 and getting 5 muscle-ups into the round of 12. Then we've got Stephen Wallace, Nick Del Grande, another big name. Nick Hecht, okay. One of my buddies, yep. Living out in Vegas.
Kirk Gibson, local guy, strong.
Yeah, man, he's a good dude for sure, and he's a solid athlete. Then we've got Ben Williams of CrossFit Bound, that's a guest we had down here recently. Brandon Phillips was down hanging out.
Yep.
And for the most part, man, I'll tell you what, it's shaping up to be a very, very impressive qualifying division. A lot of regionals, competitors, and more from 25 on up.
And I think what's cool about the challenge is that, you know, last year, I don't want to say he came out of nowhere, but last year, Aaron Hanna, who is one of my favorite athletes, and he's an animal, man, just such a good guy. He did the online challenge as well. He qualified for Wadapalooza for the elite division, and he came in third, right? Second or third?
Yeah, he was on the podium,
He was on the podium at Wadapalooza, and all of a sudden you see him at the games, you know, crushing it there. So I think you'll see some new faces, you know, on the Wadapalooza podium this year, hopefully, and hopefully that you know, transcends and leads them to the games.
Right, and if you look there now, you see that Aaron's name is not on our qualifying leaderboard. That's because he earned himself a spot to the games. He gets a spot to the Wadapalooza as well, so he got an invite.
Here.
Yeah, man, he'll be competing as an individual, and I've spoken to him. It's going to be his first competition back in some time. Now on to the ladies. Again, a slew of regionals and top-level talent. We've got Aaliyah Helmick in first place, who also dominated. Tasia Percheviks, I've butchered her name. She's a friend of mine. I feel so bad, but this time I got it right. Tasia Percheviks. Percevich, man. Butchering it.
Hey, Percevich. I think you're good.
He's got
that
it,
sounds
yeah.
good. Let's do it one more time.
I'll let Tasia school me up on that. Tasia Percheviks.
There you go. That sounds right to me. It works.
Percevich.
We'll go with that.
Oh, man. All right. Well, hey, either way, it's going to be a name you're going to remember pretty soon.
Aaliyah's amazing. Aaliyah and Gary, I mean, they're just such awesome people, and she's an incredible athlete. So pumped to see her at top of that leaderboard.
They'll be down as well. And we've got Sarah Beth Phillips in fifth, another local favorite down here in the Southeast region. She took first on 2 of the 6 workouts in her division. Tennille Reed from the Southwest, Grace Drescher, you know, just a ton of big names. I'm telling you, Nina Arizina. We even got some names of really solid level regionals competitors that are the top of their game, like some of the best in the world, that didn't even qualify for elite. We don't need to, you know, say any names, but if you go down that leaderboard, you'll see.
Oh, yeah.
So just to point out, top 25, make it into elite. Next 75, 26 to 100, make it into RX.
That's right.
We'll touch on briefly the Masters division. You already heard from our boy, Coach Panos.
Coach Panos, who walked in on us.
Walked in on us and walked away with the freaking competition. First place overall at our very own Peak 360. If you go down the line, we've got a few other big names. Brian Watkins was a games competitor from a couple years ago. He was on the podium last year.
Yep, sitting there in seventh. Brian's a good guy.
So he made it. Rob Labar, a games guy.
Rob's been around for a while.
Jonas, I don't know if you guys know Jonas, owner of CrossFit North Miami Beach, so another local guy. Another a familiar last name.
Hey, there he is.
That is James Grundler.
James Grundler, the younger brother of good old Bill Grundler, who is a commentator at Wadapalooza. Obviously, he won the games this year, right, Bill?
Came in second.
Oh, Bill came in second.
So
that's
close.
Right.
He was like a point
so
away,
close.
Dude. A point away. But
he was a point away from winning the games. I wish he would have won. But Bill is also a commentator of at Wadapalooza. So we're pumped to have him back. And now it looks like we'll have his brother if he takes the if he qualifies. He looks like he qualified.
That'll be fun.
If he registers and comes on down, it'll be fun to have the brothers down.
You know, that's fun because for Bill, he was competing while him and his brother were competing last year. So now, or at the games, excuse me, this year, now he'll get to actually call the action for his brother
out
there.
That'd be cool.
And those guys are going to be joined by some of our invited Masters guys. We got some of the best in the world coming down, and many of them are confirmed.
Two of which were on your show
last
week, which were Travis Bay, number 1 and 2, I guess, of the Masters this year. Sean Ramirez and Travis Page.
Those dudes were funny. They were
those
going back and forth,
else.
Man. And then if you look at the women's Masters 40 to 49, we've got April Lowe, we've got Julie Ackerman, Kat Lubicic, just a slew again of games competitors from past years that are going to be joining us in Miami, Florida for the 2016 Wadapalooza. You know, intermediate, you know, we can touch on that, guys, but just so you guys know, top 60 qualify for the intermediate division. The rest will be entered into the lottery, and that is the case as well for Masters 50 plus is a lottery division, youth 16 to 18, 13 to 15, 10 to 12, as well as our adaptive standing and seated divisions will be lottery. So
stoked about that.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, man. I can't wait, and we're actually going to probably depart from our leaderboard, but the last thing I want to talk about again, yet to be decided, is our Elite and RX teams. So top teams will qualify for Elite. The rest will be entered into the lottery. The only way that you have a shot of competing at Wodapalooza Miami is if you do those workouts. Different format than our individuals. There's going to be one date where all the workouts are released, and I'm not going to tell you just how many, but between the three of you, again, you can partner up with people from all over the country, all over the world, because you don't have to be in the same location. But you're going to have about a week and a half to do all of those workouts and submit them. There's not multiple weeks, so it simplifies things for sure. Now we're being joined by another special guest.
Oh, look at him. Max. Max is here. Forget the other guy.
Can you make Max speak?
Max is here.
Try to, if you can get Max. Noah's here. We got Noah, and it's actually Noah's, Noah's Max's pet. It looks, I don't know if he's going to get him to try and speak, but he's going to drink some water.
He's completely ignoring us, so we'll ignore him now. So if you did not happen to qualify or get entered in or win the lottery, you still have time to sign up for the teams.
Yeah. We're going to be sending those out very soon. There he is.
There's Max. He's saying hello to everybody.
There he is. Maximus Olsen, the most famous dog.
What's up, Chad?
But yeah,
that's
man.
Where we're at.
So that's cool. I think it's really cool as heck with the leaderboard.
You can.
No, he wants to know if he can be a part of it. He will be a part of it. The reigning champ is here.
The reigning champ,
in.
See if you can still hold your belt.
I got invited to be on a team yesterday, though.
Oh,
nice.
With who?
Jacob Heppner and Nathan Braylon.
That combo sounds familiar. Another
that
local competition here.
Yeah.
They competed in and absolutely crushed, but.
I'm going to have to turn him down, though.
You're going to have to turn him down. And I was going to say, you can't go team. You got to
defend the title. The champ is back.
And, on that note, the other champ, my man Steve, has to go pick up his kids very shortly, but I just want to close this podcast out. You said you didn't want to let the cat out of the bag, but you did speak about some of the things to look forward to. We asked Guido the same question episode one. He pretty much just gave us the runaround, said, you can expect the elements of...
Expect the unexpected.
Yeah, expect the unexpected. There's going to be constantly varied functional movement performed at a high intensity.
There you go.
But Steve, come on, man. Give us one little thing that is maybe new other than, you didn't mention the Nano 5.0s customized for all volunteers and athletes. What can we expect that's new, that's exciting, that's phenomenal for 2016?
Very much like Guido, I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag. Oh, there he is. Travis Page. Man, I'm a lucky guy. All the big dogs walk in here, and literally big dogs. Max is here. Look, just like Guido, I'm not going to tell you guys much. I think a lot of it, you got to come and see it for yourself. But I will tell you that the level of production is going to be stepped up. So for you, those of you that were there last year and were blown away by our production.
When you say production, when you...
I mean like Athlete Village is an 8,000 square foot air conditioned, wood floors, glass. It's beautiful. We have incredible services for our athletes this year.
Massage
therapists, physical therapists. We have cryotherapy.
That's a story for another day.
That's a whole story for another day. Cryotherapy and me, we don't get along. The stuff in the water is going to blow people's minds. Get ready. You're jumping in the water. There's no way around it. If you're competing at Wodapalooza, you're jumping in the water. But it's going to be probably the best experience of your life. Just everything. I mean, the bleachers are better this year. Everything. I mean, the equipment, our relationship with Rogue is at an all-time best, and they're really going all out for us and have some really cool stuff in store. So, I mean, stay tuned. Come to Miami January 15th through the 17th. It's a good time. Whether you like CrossFit or not, you got to be there. Noah Olsen's going to be there, so you got to be there.
Max is going to be there. Travis Page is going to be there. Peter Kazanis, but... The man, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Steve Suarez,
Jesus.
Will be there in the flesh and blood.
I will. Barely breathing.
That
zero
stage.
Sleep, but I'll be there.
Oh, man.
My body will be walking around that place.
Don't try not to get in his way. I might
run somebody over with a golf cart again.
But this dude is literally walking out with his keys. Ladies and gentlemen, that'll wrap up episode 4 of the Wodapalooza podcast. We hope you guys had fun. Steve, thank you for joining us, my friend.
And I don't think we had any intro music. I don't know if we have
There
any.
Will be, there will be. There
are you
going
to sing it? Or?
No, I was going to put you're gonna put it in there.
Are you
going to
put it in there?
Put it in there.
All right, fuck, you got to put it in there. I don't know how this shit works. All right, guys, thanks for listening. It's been fun. It's been real. It's been fun. The pleasure's been all yours. Have fun.
Boom.